Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Former federal prosecutor David Glockner has been confirmed as Chicago's new inspector general. Glockner worked in the Chicago U.S. Attorney's Office for 2 decades. He told a city council panel he is committed to objectivity in his work to investigate all levels of city government. He replaces Deborah Witzberg, who left to become the chief of staff for Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul. A resident in Chicago's Gage Park neighborhood on the south side says the library branch there is the size of a liquor store. My colleague Summer Van Benton reports Diana Ruiz is one of more than 2,000 neighborhood residents who signed a petition for the Chicago Public Library Board of Directors, and she says they want a new space.
It's very small. They have very old and outdated furniture. The computers are very limited. There's not much space. The books that they do have, they never have enough for, like, the community needs.
The Office of 14th Ward Alderperson Haylu Gutierrez says they've raised more than $10 million to support a new library and are collaborating with state and local officials and the Chicago Public Library. And the lawyer who represented the family of slain Black Panther leader Fred Hampton says Chicago has a long history of political corruption in law enforcement. Flint Taylor is founding partner of the Chicago-based People's Law Office. Taylor tells our Say More program that Hampton's assassination by Chicago police shows an underlying issue.
Fundamentally, the racism, the white supremacy, the systemic nature of mass incarceration, those things haven't changed, and I don't think they will change as long as we have the same kind of system that we have now.
Taylor says there is evidence of a pattern of prosecutorial misconduct in Cook County, including the wrongful conviction of his client, Jackie Wilson. The Sun-Times reports Wilson was declared innocent in 2020 after serving 36 years in prison. Wilson says he was framed. You're listening to The Rundown. The Balbo Monument stands near Soldier Field, and it's a monument named for a fascist leader. But why is it still standing when other controversial monuments have been taken down? Curious City tries to find out.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
I'm Justin Bull, and I'm about 100 yards from Soldier Field, looking at a monument with question asker Larry Arroyo. It's an ancient Roman column sitting on top of a large stone block. Larry reads part of the inscription etched into the base.
Fascist Italy, by Commander Benito Mussolini, presents the Chicago Exaltation Symbol Memorial of the Atlantic Squadron, led by Balbo, with Roman daring, flew across the ocean in the 11th year of the fascist era.
The debate over the Balbo Monument is not a recent one. It's been boiling for 90 years. And Larry wants to know, why does Chicago still display a monument from a fascist and named for a fascist? To answer that, we need to go back to the 1933 World's Fair. Italo Balbo, Marshal of the Italian Air Force, led 24 seaplanes over the Atlantic Ocean and landed them on Lake Michigan.
The Air Armada formed a beautiful picture as it soared over the World's Fair, with all Chicago cheering the visitors.
Everything was perfectly timed. It was meant to impress.
This is author David Hanna.
Because of the nature of Chicago, I can't think, frankly, of another city off the top of my head that would be more ideal for this. Because you have, of course, that sort of a necklace of beaches, you know, or at least lakefront. And so everybody could just congregate. Everybody was there.
Chicago was swept up in the fanfare. Mayor Edward Kelly gave Balbo a key to the city and renamed 7th Street after him. You know, Balbo Drive. Then, about a year later, Benito Mussolini sent Chicago the Balbo Monument. At the center of the monument's controversy is fascism. Mussolini ruled Italy under the far-right authoritarian political ideology that he founded. And a young Italo Balbo was a key architect in Mussolini's rise to power. Balbo led squads of men on campaigns of torture, terror, and humiliation through northern Italy against socialist leaders and sympathizers. The historical evidence is murky as to how much Balbo was involved in the party's most heinous crimes, but all signs at a minimum point to complicity.
How could he have been completely insulated from knowing that this stuff was going on? He's an attractive figure for good reason, but he's also an enabler of something that was at its worst, absolutely brutal. And at its least worst was just ridiculous. You know, Mussolini was a buffoon. To put all of your energies into glorifying someone like that, I mean, what does that say about you?
But Balbo's aviation feat meant a lot to Italian immigrants. Ron Onesti, president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, said at the time, Italian immigrants were looked down upon and subjected to negative stereotypes.
Balbo was a hero. Balbo was a sign of hope and faith and pride for the Italian community.
Onesti takes issue with media coverage of Balbo that focuses solely on his faults. And he wants the Balbo Monument to be expanded upon and turned into an exhibit, highlighting the story of Balbo's flight in the World's Fair.
We believe, and I believe, and I'm sure so many people believe, that the purpose of art is really to instigate dialogue, good and bad, but that's what the purpose of artwork is.
The monument isn't just art, it's also history. Balbo went on to be a colonial governor in Libya after many Libyans suffered and perished in concentration camps under Italian rule. Professor Ali Abu Latif Amida is author of Genocide in Libya, Shar, A Hidden Colonial History. He doesn't necessarily think the Balbo Monument should be removed.
At least there should be a caption or another sign explaining this is a monument for a fascist general who also responsible for a lot of atrocities, especially in Libya.
The Chicago Park District has done something along the lines of Amida's suggestion. A former official told me extra signage was written for many monuments, but ultimately the decision was made to put that context on the district's website to reduce visual clutter. Another complication in this monument debate has nothing to do with Balbo himself. The structure isn't a statue or a bust of Balbo. It's an ancient Roman column built around 2,000 years ago. Columbia College professor Onur Ozturk says Mussolini was myth-making. He sent us this column in part so viewers would link the fascist era with the Roman era. He sent columns to Japan, Brazil, and Hungary, too.
He was very good at picking this relatively, I have to say, in quotations, like mediocre Roman columns that were created and copied in so many different versions and make a big deal out of it.
So, to answer our listener question, why is the Balbo Monument still here? In a statement, the Chicago Park District said it has no plans to remove the monument, as it's prioritizing other related projects. The district recognizes that it's an antiquity that requires special care, but has not yet secured the necessary funding to ensure proper preservation. After talking with a local art restoration expert, I learned that the long-term viability of the monument is up for debate too. The Roman column at the heart of it spent about two millennia in a Mediterranean climate. Now, it's spent 90 plus years in and out of Chicago winters, and it shows. So, whether or not we make a decision about the Balbo Monument, sooner or later, Mother Nature will. For Curious City, I'm Justin Bull.
Weather partly sunny, high in the upper 50s today, and then tonight partly cloudy, low in the upper 40s. Sunny and cool on Thursday, high again in the upper 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.